Orla Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes Vav 2:15. And really, again, it's very similar to the previous Mishnah. It says Tavlin. We're talking here about spices instead of leavening agents, but otherwise it's very similar. Tavlin shel truma v'shel kiloi hakerem. You have spices in the dish. Some of them are truma, forbidden to non-kohanim. Some of them are kiloi hakerem, forbidden to everybody. Shnaf l'kadera, and they together fall in to the food as it's cooking. Lo be'elu k'de l'sabel, v'lo be'elu k'de l'sabel. Neither of the two types of spices, on each on their own, could have been sufficient to spice the food and you would taste it. But when it's darf of a tiblu, but they do combine together to make the food spiced. You can taste them now when they work in concert. So, like the previous Mishnah, according to Tanakama, since they're two different types of asurim, but they still combine, asur lazarim, since a non-Kohen treats, has to look at truma as isur, like kilai kerem, so it'll be forbidden to a non-Kohen, azar. Umutzal kohanim, but a Kohen who's allowed to eat the truma only has some isur, not enough that by itself it could forbid the mix, and therefore it's much as the kohanim. And Rabbi Shimon, who holds anyways that two types of isurim never combine, they have different names, he's matzal azarim v'la kohanim. He says Kohen and non-Kohen alike could eat the mixture because they're two separate shemos, two different categories of isur that don't combine, as the case throughout the whole Masech, the whole Perek here. This Mishnah is so similar to the previous Mishnah that they all ask the question, what is the Chiddush here? The Rambam suggests, perhaps, that our case here is where you have two different types of species of spices, meaning, I don't know what, like salt, and not like pepper and garlic or something, two different types of food, and the two different types of food carry two different types of isurim. And one is kilai hakerem, and one is truma. So that means they're like sort of, they have tart l'reis, so they have two aspects where you might want to not let them combine. Two different types of food and different two different categories of iser. And even so, the chiddush is they do combine according to the Tanakama to make the mixture aser in a scenario where both components are taka iser, like is the case if we're talking about non-kohanim as they relate to truma. Halacha, like this and all the previous Mishnayos, goes like the Tanakama, meaning the two types of isur, even two types of food, do combine to make the whole mixture forbidden to those to whom the components are all forbidden, like a non-kohen in the case of this Mishnah.